So we're going to show you by the magic of radio.
Yeah.
We're on the outside now. Early American cars driving by. It's very, very nice, you know, different colors.
Now, I just want the audience to know something. Just because we're recording this, what you just heard when we went to the Early American Museum, if Mark and I had decided to go to the Early American Museum without the tape recorder, exactly what you heard would have happened anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want you to know that you're just basically hanging out with us on a kind of road trip day. You know, we're not doing anything. Oh, sorry, we're not doing anything extra special for you. So
no, Early American Pepsi machine over there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
You got some Early American Pepsi.
Nice.
It's a greenhouse over there.
Yeah, I'm always creeped out by greenhouse.
Yeah, either that or, I mean, it's a part of the museum that the plants have taken over.
Green homes.
There's a building up here on the right, and I don't know what it is.
I think it's an administrative building.
Yeah, administrative buildings for the Early American Museum.
There's a prairie sampler, which is good because I'm hungry, and I think there's cheese sticks in the prairie sampler.
It'd be really grim to, like, see an actual sampler of what goes on here in the prairies.
Yes. I'd be like, want to go out on Route 52 and drink corn alcohol till we vomit blood, Lucinda? Yeah! So we're just walking.
Mm-hmm. There's a house over there. It looks very old.
I mean, I guess the gardens, that part of the garden is very beautiful.
Yes.
The one we just passed, you know, if brown on the edges of flowers is beautiful, then definitely it was beautiful.
Yeah, it depends on what you look for in a garden.
Yeah, now that over there is very pretty.
Yeah.
Here I can see that.
A lot of effort put into these gardens.
I really wish you guys could see this.
Yes.
Because it's very pretty.
Early morning blues and greens to be seen.